Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Muthoot Capital Services Limited conference call hosted by Elara Securities Private Limited. As a reminder, all the participants' line will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Shweta Daptardar from Elara Securities Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Leah. Good morning, everyone. On behalf of Elara Securities, we welcome you all to Q1 FY25 earnings conference call of Muthoot Capital Services. From the esteemed management today, we have with us Mr. Matthew Smarcos, CEO, Mr. Ramandeep Gill, CFO. Without further ado, I now hand over the call to Mr. Gill for opening remarks, post which we can open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Shweta. A very good morning to all of you. I welcome all of you to the investor call for the Q1 earnings. In this quarter, the company has done a fresh sourcing of 498 crores. Out of that 498 crore, the 300 crore came from MCSL portfolio, and 200 crore came from co-lending. Remaining 198 crore came from co-lending portfolio. The company has acquired a total new customer base of 65,227, which basically acquired in the form of two-wheelers, used car loan, which has been started by the organization, in which the company has run a portfolio of fresh portfolio of 12 crores in this quarter as well. LCV, in which the company has run a fresh portfolio of 3 crores. Corporate loan, we are having outstanding of 134 crore, but we haven't done a single transaction in this quarter. And as I said, the 300 crores, out of that 300 crore, 278 crore came only from the two-wheeler portfolio sourced and originated by the MCSL. The GNPA of the company, if we talk about compared to the last Q1, we have been able to bring it down by 55.4%, thereby taking it to 9.84%. NNPA of the company, we have been able to bring it down by 28.1%, thereby taking it to 3.41%. In our slide, we have also shown the early NPA of the company. The early NPA of the company has also gone down by 56.6% year-on-year, and it's stood at 0.59% as we speak. This takes the total AUM of the company to 2,182 crores as compared to 1,992 crore in the Q1 of the last financial year, thereby recording a growth of 25.43% despite doing an ARC deal of 235 crore in Q2, which has brought down the portfolio, but still we have been able to grow by 25.43% year-on-year. The total balance sheet of the company stood at 2,405 crore, whereas borrowing of the company stood at 1,751 crore, taking a debt-to-equity of the company at 2.78 times. We have been able to bring down our borrowing cost as well in this quarter, but by a very small margin. But yes, if you see the investor presentation wherein we have highlighted, even if the MCLR rate has increased by 0.70%, our borrowing cost of borrowing has increased only by 0.14%. The total customer base of the company stood at 443,639 while operating in 20 states. When we say the portfolio in South, the retail portfolio in South, it is concentrated at 54%. In West, we are at 8%. In North, we are at 18%, and remaining portfolio 15% concentrated in East. The company in this quarter has been, as compared to the last quarter, as compared to the Q4 as well. In Q4, we have done a business of 434 crore, out of which there was a mixture of 70-30 between co-lending and the MCSL. This quarter, there is a mixture of 60-40, and the guidance is to take it to 75-25, 75 as the MCSL and 25 as the co-lending book from Q2 onwards. with this, by doing this, what it helped to the company. If we talk about the yield of the company, wherein we were operating, we were going down at every quarter. It has reached to 20.511, has gone up to 20.80%. So therein we can see that yes, the yield of the company has increased. Talking about the core financials of the companies now, the company has recorded a profit of 11.41 CR as compared to 11.06 CR in Q4. In this quarter, the company has taken two additional hit in the profits. I'll say three additional hit in the profit. 5 crore, we have provided additional overlay so as to maintain a PCR of 5.5 crore. We have provided an additional overlay so as to maintain a PCR of 75%, so as to follow our ACL policy. The PCR remain high, as high as, you know, if we compare with any industry peer, 75% is basically high. We can say that, and you know, the company want to follow that approach for next 2 quarters as well by keeping the PCR of 75%, so as to see that, you know, with portfolio stable and everything is okay, we can bring down to the industry par at 60%. The requirement of ECL as per IRAC norm stood at 3.88% on the entire portfolio, whereas following the ECL policy of the company, we have provided at 7.88%, almost 1.8 times of what is required as per RBI in terms of provisioning. Second thing, for the profitability, we have done the appraisals for the employees in this quarter by changing the appraisal cycle and making it par with the industry, wherein appraisals will be done in the Q1. That additional hit of 1.5 crore we have also taken in this quarter. We can say like that, and you know, these are the two major changes wherein, you know, the company has been able to, so this, after this profit has been reported after taking these two hits, and this profit is reported as 11.41% 441 CR, still higher than the Q4. Yes, if we compare it with the Q1 of the last financial year, wherein our NCSL portfolio was higher as compared to the co-holding, so as the yields were higher, we are back on the track of NCSL portfolio, as I said 2 minutes back, of increasing the NCSL portfolio. The CRAR of the company remained as healthy as 28.82%. We have been able to work on the NPAs from the last 1 year. In this quarter, again, the guidance is to bring it down below 6%. When I say below 6%, it would be the GNPA. Because, you know, the third thing which hit my P&L is basically the old portfolio, which I say the pre-COVID portfolio, wherein we have seen some roll forward happened in stage three and plus for the old portfolio. That roll forward happened amounted to rupees 5 crore. Therefore, if you can see that, though the absolute amount of NPA has increased by 5 crore, that NPA pertains to the pre-COVID book, which has not been sold out in the last ARC transaction. But yes, it's high time to take a call on that book as well in Q2. As far as the new book is concerned, new book continue to operate well and doing good. The overall portfolio on the new book, which we have generated post-COVID, so the GNP on that book stood at 4.5%, right? And so these are the three additional hits we have taken in this in the P&L. Out of that, the GNPA hit and the appraisal hit will not come right from the Q2 onwards. And as I said, we have additionally provided to the overlays of the company 5.5 crores. So that is something which the management will take a call on Q3, because we have an additional overlay of 67 crores now as we speak. So these are the major changes which the company has done. In the last Q1, when we reported our numbers, we reported only three things: two-wheeler book, four-wheeler book, and personal loans. In this Q1, when we reported two-wheeler book, four-wheeler book, EV three-wheeler book also, loyalty loan also, LCV also, used car too. So these are the five ways, these are the changes which have been done by the company. Second thing which I really want to add on, that yes, company has already started focus more on the EV as well. And a few days back, we have also initiated one press release wherein company is going big, you know, with Axis Bank, so as to secure funding from Axis Bank. Our cost of recovery since all these stage zero, one, and two, we have done in-house, as I was saying, from last Q1, from last 12 months or so, that we'll be able to bring our soft collection in-house. We have been successfully able to do so, and cost of recoveries, which used to be 4.5% earlier, has gone down to 3.5% now. The good thing is, you know, the NACH acquisition, wherein, you know, we have been able to take funding directly in the bank, that used to be somewhere around 45%-48% 12 months back. That has gone up to 58%-65% as we speak, and, you know, that helped in saving the cost of recoveries as well, because our cash collection has gone down and our NACH collection has gone significantly up. The total portfolio, if we speak about the standard portfolio, comes to 1,807 crore, whereas the NPA comes to 196 crore for the company. When we take a split of NPA, yes, we don't have any NPA on the commercial vehicle because it has been started. On the four-wheeler, there was a small NPA of 2%, that too, which is coming from a portfolio which we got pre-COVID. Two-wheeler, 9.5% is our NPA. Three-wheeler, we don't have any NPA as of now. Loyalty loans, there is a small NPA that came, you know, again, from the pre-COVID portfolio as well. So for co-lending and all the partnerships which we have done, there is no NPAs as we speak, and we are carrying a book of 720 crore from them. Corporate loan, as I said, there is no movement in the corporate loans in this quarter. The balance was 181 crore in March. That has been brought down to 134 crore in June. Focus was given more towards the retail. While preparing and while reporting the provisioning of the company, the provisioning has been divided into various stages. Stage one, when we speak, it has been divided into stage one A and stage one B. Same goes to stage two A, two B. Now, this B signifies that, you know, soft NPA in various stages have been, you know, considered separately, and the same treatment has been provided. Earlier also, we used to do that, but now for more transparency purposes, we have been able to, you know, divide our ECL model into various stages and, you know, sub-classifying each and every stage. That was the whole purpose of revising the ECL model. When we say ECL model has been revised, it has not been revised only to the retail portfolio. We have also taken the co-lending part, we have also taken the corporate loan part and loan buyout into the ambit of ECL model, you know, so as, you know, the organization, while following the percentages under the various stages, you know, that percentages should apply equally to each and every product which have been offered by the company. So this revision was pending in the last year, which has been successfully done now. When we talk about the ARC transaction, which the company has done in the last year, specifically in the Q2, the company carried a whopping portfolio of one security receipt of 102 crore. That has been brought down to 53 crore as of June, and company is receiving a regular receipt on that, which is a good sign. The target is to close the security receipts funding maximum, you know, by next year or so, so as to, you know, make it a zero in the book. As far as the liabilities of the company's promoter remains strong, they are continuing to holding 62.62% of the company. The retail has increased from 24%-26.24% in this quarter. Body corporate stood at 5.90%, whereas SBI is 1.32%, and others stood at 1.74%. The company, in terms of funding of the company, we have been able to acquire 358 crore in this quarter because we have done 498 crore of the new business. The target is, you know, because, and then this funding is basically was a mixture of short-term and the long-term funding. The cost of facilities which have been, you know, sourced by the company stood at 9.655%, whereas overall cost of borrowing stood at 9.84%. The company has been able to roll over all its, you know, working capital demand loan. And there is a good thing which has happened is our fixed deposit book, which was 30-odd crore in March, has been increased by 6.5 crore at cost of fund of only 8.2%. So we can see the change, we can see the traction over there as well. In terms of, you know, what we planned for this financial year and what we are, I have also shown that in the investor PPT. budget versus variance, we do not find any variance in terms of, you know, sourcing. We have planned for 300 crore. We did 498 crore of business in this financial year. We have planned for profitability, and the profitability, as I said, we would have, you know, crossed it so easily. But yes, there is a gap of only 1.22 crores, but which is okay. We'll be able to take it in Q2 only. But as I said, and I'll repeat it again, because of three factors. One was 5.5 crore additional provided in the overlay. Second, we have done the appraisal, which has impacted us at 1.7 crores, you know, and the third portion wherein we can say that, yes, from the old book, the GNP has increased. So that is the reason our ECL on that portfolio has gone up, on which the company will be taking a call in the Q2. So that is an overall mix, overall view from the company in terms of the financials. I would be, you know, happy to take questions after that. Prior to that, I would like, you know, our CEO to speak on that. Sir, Matthew, sir, over to you.
Thank you, Raman. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Good morning, investors. It's indeed my privilege to connect with all of you once again and share our views on the Q1 numbers. Raman has already explained the numbers to you. I want to talk about the business performance. We had a very, very strong business performance in Q1. I remember in the last call, we had given a guidance of about 400 crores of disbursement in Q1. But we ended up with almost 500 crores, 498 crores to be precise, which is about 148% growth over the same quarter last year. Q3 is generally the best period in our business, as we all know. And in Q3 of last year, we had done 478 crores of disbursement last year. This year in Q1 itself, we have surpassed that numbers by a good margin. So, so our expectation, of course, builds up very much, and the next two quarters are going to be really big for MCSL. Raman also explained how MCSL share of business has significantly gone up, and therefore a positive rub-off effect on our yield as well. So I think in one of my earlier calls, I had mentioned that I was not too, when somebody had asked, I had told that I was not too worried about the numbers at this point in time, because we were very, very confident about the input parameters that we were putting into the business. And I think we couldn't have been more right from the management, because all those inputs that we put into the business over the last 2-3 quarters has started to show results in our overall business numbers. The Q1 numbers, disbursement numbers, are indeed a reflection of all the good work that the entire team has put in. Now we have started getting newer lines of credit from bigger institutions. So we recently got a impact funding of 100 crores from Axis Bank in collaboration with Garant Co. And we got a line of credit of 120 crores from IDFC Bank. So I think on all the fronts, we are seeing positive movement. This impact funding is for especially for focusing on electric vehicles. And we have two very strong partnerships on electric vehicle finance with Wheels EMI, where we are funding electric three-wheelers, and with Greaves for funding electric two-wheelers. So those two partnerships are going very strong. There is no issue on the portfolio. There is zero NPA on that so far. I had also mentioned in one of our earlier calls about making collections from a cost center to a profit center. And I'm very, very happy to announce that we have indeed been able to do that. Quarter one of this year, we've been able to collect overdue charges, which is equivalent to our cost of collections. So I am on a revenue neutral as far as collection is concerned. Though Raman also said that the overall cost of collection has come down to about 3.5%, but the entire cost I've been able to recover, we've been able to recover as a company through overdue charges. So that's, I think, is a big step. Similarly, we are tracking the cost to income on sales side. So about 79% of the sales cost, which includes the sales team salaries and incentives, we've been able to recover through our fee income, only on our fee income. So the NII remains intact for us for business growth. And we've also submitted an application for corporate agency for insurance. And the final application has been submitted. The preliminary application was approved by IRDA, and we hope to get the license in Q2. Once that happens, then we have a huge scope on increasing our fee income, because even today we almost have a 95% penetration of accident insurance for our customers and about 30% penetration on credit life as well. But we are not able to realize that income as of now because we don't have a corporate agency. But once we get that, that will be an additional fee income to our overall book. On the other lines of businesses that we have talked about, commercial vehicle, the entire team is set now. We have started doing rolling out numbers. We did some 2-3 crores so far in the last 1 month. But the team is set. So S2, we will see real serious numbers from commercial vehicles. The used car business has started picking up speed. We have expanded across the country and disbursements have started growing. Our Raman CFO also mentioned about the extra cost that we incurred in form of employee benefits in terms of giving annual incentives because of appraisals, etc. That is because we have regularized our appraisal cycle, and earlier we used to have appraisals happening in October and November for the year ending of ended in March, but now we have regularized that. For every year end of April, in March, we do the appraisals in April and we pay off the incentives and bonuses. So we are able now to, attract more talent from the industry. Our quality of manpower has significantly improved, and we are hopefully also going to, we have applied for a certification for Great Place to Work, which we hopefully aim to get in the Q2 of this year. So I think all in all, we see from the management side very, very exciting times to come for MTSL in the next 2-3 quarters. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shubhankar Ojha from SKS Capital Research. Please go ahead.
Hi, morning, sir, and thanks for the opportunity. So, quick question. What is the breakup of our borrowing and what's the incremental cost of borrowing for us?
Hello, Mr. Subhankar. I'll just answer your question. Just one second. In terms of breakup of the borrowing of the company, the borrowing has been divided mostly into 5 parts. First is basically NCD and MLD of the company, which comprises somewhere around 29% of the funding. The working capital demand loan from the bank and the working capital term loan only from the banks, that comprises 46%. Whereas the company do have a small portfolio for CP as well, which comprises only 11% of where we are, and PTC and the DA, which company has done DA, we have a very small portfolio of approximately 2 crore. The remaining portfolio comes from PTC only. It comprises again 8.5% for the company. So, and these are the, and then there is a funding of from FDs and sub debt, which is a very small portfolio. Again, it comprises 8%. So two portfolios wherein we can say that demand loan and term loan from the bank plus NCDs, they alone contribute 74%. Talking about the next thing, that what is an incremental cost of funds, as I said, company has taken 358.50 crore of the as a new funding in Q1, which comprises, from short-term funding and long-term funding, the cost, overall cost of funding for this quarter stood at 9.65%. As compared to the 9.9% which company has reported in Q4. The total cost of funding stood at 9.884% on a book level.
Okay. Secondly, so I mean, with respect to the slide that you have for the budgeted and the actual, do you have a similar figure to share for FY25?
For the entire FY?
For the entire financial year?
Yeah. We can share, and I will be, sharing it. So how do you want me to take? If you can give me your ID,
I'll just share my email. I'll email to you then. That would be okay.
Yeah. That would be okay.
Great. And secondly, second question. So with respect to your the asset quality, do you have an internal target set for yourself that you want to bring down your NPA level to a particular level by the end of the financial year?
True. Sir, I will be taking this, we have done this into two parts. You know, if we talk about, from all the investors, we have been receiving the questions, from last three quarters of the increasing of sourcing, business and all. So it was a conscious call in Q1 that in Q1 we will be increasing our sourcing, specifically the retail portfolio. In Q2, because we know that, the sourcing is important and, business is important and whatever number, what me and my CEO has said in Q4, we wanted to do that in Q1 as well. Then bringing down the NPAs, basically, as I said, if I reported 195 crore as my NPA, 141 crore pertains to the pre-COVID era. It's a huge chunk, right? If I do that, if I take a call, on this portfolio, what will happen is, as I said, we have done a deal of 235 crore in Q2 of last financial year. Our overall portfolio will go down. So we wanted to follow a balanced approach. Q1, yes, we have done the good sourcing and our, business numbers have been increased. In Q2, we will be having a mixed source wherein, obviously we'll be beating our Q1 numbers by approximately, we'll be increasing some 40% business more what we have done in Q1. But yes, target is to bring the overall GNPA lower than 6% only, as I said 15 minutes back only, that overall GNPA will be, brought down below 6% by Q2. And, it would be somewhere, it would be hovering around somewhere 4 to 5.5%. As we will speak in our March presentation of this financial year ending. Because industry, if you see specifically who are there in the two-wheeler, four-wheeler, the GNPA which is there in the industry, it comes somewhere around 5 to 6% only. So we'll be back specifically after Q2 when we will be taking a call on a small portfolio. Either we will be taking a ARC or we'll be doing something else for that portfolio so as to bring the overall GNPA below 6%.
Great. Thank you so much and good luck to you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Bhargav, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Yes, sir.
So my question is from Mr. Mitu Marcos. Sir, it's been more than 40 days, close to. So, are you confident that you are going to do 600 crore disbursement in the Q2? So, roughly around 40 days, matlab, you might be having at least 200.
Sir, in July, we already crossed 200. We ended July with 205 crores. So, we will easily cross 600, sir.
Okay, and on the ARC part that you are talking, so will it be done in the Q2 itself?
Sir, that between the CFO and me, we will take a call. So our guidance initially to all investors was that by end of March, we will bring it down to 6%. So we still have time, but we will take call based on the overall numbers and we also need to decide whether it should be an ARC or some other form of transaction.
Matthew, sir, can I just take it, please?
Yeah, please.
Yeah. So, Bhartwaji, one thing I want to add here is, right now, our GNPA is 9.74%. In order to take it to 6%, I need to take a call on a GNP of only 45 CR. Right? If I take that GNP of 45 CR out from the book, the GNPA would be somewhere around 6.5% only. So that is something which, we would be internally taking the call in the Q2 only, right? Second thing is, you know, in terms of business for Q2, as Matthew sir had said, we already crossed 200 crores. Then the festive season like Onam is coming in this quarter itself. So obviously the numbers will spike up as we have witnessed in the previous Q2 for MCSL.
So even if you do that ARC, will we end up at the 3,000 crore that you had guided earlier, or will that impact?
Yes, sir. No. That's what I'm saying. Na? Even if I'm having a previous NPA portfolio 140 crore, I just have to take a call on the 45 CR of the portfolio so as to bring the GNPA down by 6%. Second thing, guidance on the 3,000 crore. As I said, for Q1, we have already beaten our sourcing numbers. For Q2, we are on track, and we are 100% sure with God's grace, if everything goes, you know, good and well, we'll be able to, you know, take our portfolio for more than 3,000 crores by the end of the March.
Okay, and the final last question is there any buyback to create valuation for the shareholders? Because from the height of in 2018, from 1200 levels, we are being to almost 300. So is company looking for any buyback or anything for the creating wealth creation for the shareholders?
So as of now, we can only say that we'll be talking to the individual investors for sure. We wanted to have one individual investor meet as well, you know, which we will be conducting. Therein, all these proposals, when we will be speaking internally, that what needs to be done. We will be taking inputs from all our investors, and then, you know, all these things will happen, like buyback and, you know, right shares by buyback or MSOPs, everything will happen in that meeting. So we wanted to have that meeting soon, and that meeting will be happening sooner in Q2 or immediately after the results of Q2.
Okay, will you post it in the BSC site, or is it a private?
No. We will be doing, first we will be having the individual calls. Then basis on, you know, what the agenda of the meeting will look like, basis on that, we will be formally, you know, posting it into the BSC site.
Okay. And
we will reach out to you individually, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. Sir, a small question. Like you said, the management outlay and the compensation, because of it, profit is getting impacted by some 4-5 crore. So from Q2 onwards, will that 4-5 crore add to the PBT? Like for example, we got 15.
Yeah.
Let's say from Q2, will the PBT will be around 20?
Sir, I will answer your question. I'll again repeat my statement. As I said, in order to make our, you know, employee appraisal parallel to the industry, right? And, you know, sales force is equally important, because, you know, we don't want to have an appraisal cycle which is, you know, which is some else, you know, and we want to follow the industry thing. So what happened is, we have taken that hit in the Q1 only. That was a one-time hit for the entire financial year. The hit came to 1.5 crores. Second thing, you know, as I said, we have provided additionally as an overlay in order to keep our ECL PCR at 75%. You know, these are the two major things which I said, and that has, you know, that these are only one-time hit which we have taken. For Q2 guidance, if I say, two things, you know, will take the profits on the higher side. One, as I said, our MCSL yield and overall yield on the blended portfolio is going up. Then that I have already also shown in the investor presentation, which have been shared with you people, right? That will go up. And second thing, all these two hits will not come. So, sir, we are expecting more profits, you know, specifically from Q2. But I guess, you know, for that, the sourcing has to happen in all 3 months. First month we clicked, we are just hoping to click in the next two months too.
Okay. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you, Ji.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind all the participants that you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Taran Gupta from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for taking my question. So I want to ask, this sizable fund augmentation, now what's the business growth target in terms of AUM and disbursement?
I didn't get your question properly. Sorry.
So with sizable fund augmentation, Now, what's the business growth target in terms of AUM and disbursement? Am I audible?
Your voice is breaking. Can you just repeat it once more?
Am I audible right now?
Yeah,
you are audible.
Mr. Tarang, can you speak a little bit more louder?
Yeah, sure. So, with sizable fund augmentation, now what's the business growth target in terms of AUM and disbursements?
In this financial year?
This financial year.
Okay. Matthew, sir. Okay.
The earlier guidance given was between 2,800 to 3,000 crore would be our AUM at the end of the period. And disbursement target would be closer to 2,000 crores.
Okay, my second question is, will you see elevated OPEX for a fairly long period as you focus on the collection and legacy asset cleanup?
So I think CFO has already clarified that our OPEX on collection has come down significantly from a peak of about, I think, 6.5-7% to around 3.5% now. And today we are collecting about 60% of our regular collections through NACH, electronic mode, where our cost is very, very less, 0.07%. And another 10% is collected through our telecalling unit, where our cost is only about 1.5%. The next 20% gets collected through our in-house sales team, where our cost is about 7-7.5%. And the last bit goes to the agencies, where our cost is about 10%. So our blended cost is only at around 3.5%. So we don't see any OPEX increase on collection front. On the sales front, month on month, our productivity of sales executive is going up. So what we started from last year was about 6-6.5 to today, we are reaching closer to 12. So obviously, that also reduces the OPEX there. So there is no challenge in OPEX as we see.
Thank you. And my last question. So any change in co-lending partnership tie-ups in light of increased delinquencies in small ticket retail loan?
No, no change in partnerships. We are going strong with all our partners and we'll continue to go strong.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question will be from the line of Rishikesh from Lobo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, could you please share yields that we do for each of the business lines?
I will take it.
Sorry, I didn't understand.
Sir, I understood. Sir. Yeah. So in terms of business line, if we talk about for retail portfolio, we are operating yield of somewhere around 21% to 23% odd. That is specifically to my two-wheeler portfolio. For used car and LCV, we are operating somewhere around 18.5%, right? And the time period of these products are also, you know, four years and more. You know, in terms of my PL and in terms of loyalty loans, which Arunachal is doing, it is, again, we are operating it somewhere around 22-23%. For co-lending, we are having a yield, which is a blended yield of somewhere around 12.80%.
Okay. My first question is actually on with regards to our NIMs. We have increased our loan book, but our NIM or the NII number absolute basis, if we see quarter on quarter, has been flat. So how do you see the NIM growth or the NII growth going ahead?
Yeah. So as I said, boss, there are two parts to it. As I will answer that. In this quarter, if we see that, you know, the blended yield of the company has gone up by 0.70%, right? Whereas our cost of funds has gone down by 0.06%. Contributing, so I will talk about some part of OPEX as well, right? So this is just a result of 3 months. But yes, we can see that How it has contributed in two forms. One is basically every quarter we are, you know, presenting improved results. So we have been able to take sourcing and funding, and we have been able to attract banks now, right? As you know, our CEO has already updated about, you know, collaboration which we are doing with Axis Bank, and we have also received a sanction from IDFC as well, right? There are two more banks wherein, you know, we'll be materializing the sanction, and our cost of funds will, you know, further go down in this quarter. Speaking about the yield, when we talk, as I said, out of 498 crore, 300 crore came only from the MCSL book. So in this quarter as well, we will target rough number of, you know, 650 crore if the organization is doing. Out of 650 crore, we project some 450 odd crore will come from our MCSL book. With that, the portfolio yield, blended yield on the entire portfolio will go up. Thereby, it will help us in increasing the NIM, right? And as I said, you know, the funding side also, the cost of funds are going down. Third thing, this is over and above the NIM, which I'm speaking, as our CEO has already said, we have turned our, you know, OPEX things, OPEX may we are seeing each and every cost as of now, specifically the cost of recoveries. As I said, you know, it's going down each and every quarter. Second thing is the charges which we are receiving, or, you know, the kind of mode where the loan has already been closed. The repo loss, which used to be higher for the company, has gone down. So all these factors are contributing to the overall profitability of the company. Talking about the NIMs, as I said, the yield will go up and the cost of funds will go down, which we are already witnessing this.
Okay, so can we see a quarter-on-quarter growth in NII going ahead?
Quarter-on-quarter growth in AUM?
NII, net interest income.
Yeah.
So, what I want to know is, if our loan book, let's say, is growing from 2,000 crore to 3,000 crore, so by which quarter would we see, you know, the NII growth growing in tandem with the loan book growth? Can we say by Q2 itself we will see that number, or you are saying, you know, by Q3 or end of the year you will see that trend rate?
So, I'll tell you, if we talk about Q2 and if you take H1 as a whole, you will see that jump. Right. So if you analyze all these numbers for H1, you will see a jump. But yes, if you combine H1 plus H2 by the end of the year, you will see a steep change in that, for sure.
Okay, got it. And lastly, what would be our credit cost guidance for FY25 as well as FY26?
Sir, I'll say that, you know, talking about first, we talk about the new portfolio, and second, if you see the notes also, you know, the company has revised its ECL. Our LGD, you know, which used to be on the higher side, has gone down. Why? Because of improved efficiencies which we have seen over the past two and a half years, right? So we are saying that on all these stages wherein we are providing over and above only what has been required under the IRAC norm, right? We want, you know, the same percentage to be applied specifically for next 2 years only. Third thing is, you know, on the new portfolio, as I said, the overall GNP of the company on the new portfolio is not even 4.5%, you know, which is a good sign. And I'm expecting this cost to only go down, but not now. As I said, the policy is there wherein we are following 75% as a PCR. If we want to have a revision of it, we will be seeing the revision in Q4 of this financial year. As of now, it's going to remain same.
Okay, got it. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, so thank you very much for the continued confidence that you've put on us, and from the side of the management, let me assure you that we are really working hard towards meeting all your goals. We will ensure that, you know, we will not let any of the investors down. We will continue to add value to our investors. As Raman was saying, we will be reaching out to each one of you individually after this results, and we will discuss further. I think based on our potential and our performance, we still continue to remain undervalued, but I think we will surely change the situation. We will reach out to each one of you individually and discuss further on this. We continue to be focused on adding value to all our shareholders. Thank you very much, and God bless all of you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Elara Securities Private Limited, that concludes the conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.